the conversation. I'm now going to hand the mic over to Raquel. Welcome to Occupy Boston. It is my extreme pleasure and honor to introduce to you, Occupy Boston, the most fabulous Massachusetts resident, Amanda Palmer!
Thank you! Oh my God! I just got an apple from Dan the Bagel Man. I feel like I'm in Boston. All right. Who here is actually living here?
Yeah.
Who's never been here before?
Yeah.
Who came here today because of Twitter?
Yeah.
Who got a text? Who got an email? No one got an email. All right. Email is dead. I'm incredibly, I feel incredibly honored to be here and so excited to play for you guys. I don't really know exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to do what I usually do, which is make some shit up as I go along. And if anyone has any requests, make them. Is this on? Can you hear the U?
Yeah.
So I saw someone sent me an email yesterday, I think. Wait, I have to fix this.
Duct tape.
Yeah, do you have some tape?
Thank you. Why? It should stay. So I got an email yesterday. Someone told me that Jeff Mangum played at Occupy Wall Street in New York.
Yeah.
Which, if you know what that means, he has been like the most reclusive rock star of our generation, and he just started playing out again. And the fact that he went. I know, she's jumping up and down about it. I just saw him play at Sanders Theater a couple weeks ago, and it was mind-blowing. And people have sort of been asking, I mean, someone's actually asked me, and the media's been asking, and the question is, like, where are the musicians? And there was this Radiohead rumor. So while I have the platform for 10 seconds here, I'm going to ask... my musician friends in Boston, this is so easy to do. All you have to do is bring an acoustic instrument and show up. And the most important part is bring other people. And I mean, it's good to come and entertain the people staying in the tents if they need it because they're here living in tents. But bring the strangers along because that's how this thing is going to grow. And you don't have to be a political musician, obviously. You just have to, you know, the musicians are messaging centers. So. I'm not here to make a political statement. I'm just here to fucking be here and to bring all the people that I brought with me. So I thought in honor of Jeff Mangum's performance in New York the other day, I would do a Neutral Milk Hotel cover for you.
I am listening here.
moving now. They just lay there in that cloud. Two had a boy with goalies and weights, creating a radio play just for the two.
I'll sing you a song of mine. This will work.
In my mind, in a future 5 years from now, I'm 120 pounds, and I never get hungover. I will be the picture of discipline, never minding what state I'm in. I will be someone I admire. It's funny how I imagine I would be that person now, but it's not seemed to happen yet. Just forgotten how. And in my tulips and vegetables. Child mindfully watch over, not like me now. I'm so busy with everything, but I don't look at anything. I miss them all look when I'm older. And it's funny when I imagine that I could be that person now. But that's not what I want, that's what I wanted. Then I'd be giving up somehow. How strange to see that I don't want to be the person that I want. My mind, I imagine so many things that aren't really happening. When they put me in the ground, I'll start pounding the lid, saying I haven't finished yet. I still have a tattoo yet. It says I'm living in the moment. And it's funny how I imagine that I could win this winless fight. But maybe it really isn't funny that I've been fighting all my life. But maybe I have to think it's funny if I want to live before I die. Maybe it's funniest of all to think I'll die before I actually see that I'm exactly the person that I want to be.
Could someone in the media tent grab that bottle of water that I was-